Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back with Dominic Smith, and he's been the talk of camp so far. When I got here last week, when we came up for the day, all we heard was how well Dominic Smith's doing, what great shape he's in, and then back this week, all we heard about is Dominic Smith again. So you have had a great camp so far.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing pretty well.
What's the difference this year? I know someone said sleep apnea was a big thing, or you figure something out with that, but is it that? I mean, you're in better shape, everyone says, which I'm sure is a key, but what changed for you from last year to this year?
Healthier. The swing is something I really worked on this offseason. So I think a combination of that and then getting my sleep apnea machine together is definitely helping me.
Gave you more energy?
Definitely.
Energy. It's interesting. That's really works, huh? It's really real, huh?
Yeah.
You hear about that a lot. I just didn't know if it really was as big a factor. So it was a big factor for you.
Yeah, they said when I did my sleep study that anything over 15 means you need a sleep apnea mask. Anything over 30 is you have severe sleep apnea. And they said mine was in the 85 range.
Whoa.
Which means per hour I stopped breathing 85 times. So
get out. Really?
Yeah. So they
asked. So the mask makes a big difference?
Yeah. Yeah. So the mask you wear it at night and it blows air through your mouth so you can breathe throughout the night and get some good rest.
Wow. That's unbelievable. So it's made that kind of difference. And also you came in, are you lighter this year than you were last year?
I'm lighter. Lighter, stronger.
You've come in, they said, very dedicated. Now, last year they had out of necessity throw you into the outfield. Are you playing any outfield at all or just first base now?
Just first base.
Okay, yeah, because last year they had to put you in the outfield, which I know wasn't a very – you didn't seem very comfortable there. But they threw you out there when you hadn't had any experience there, right?
I had like – a month in AAA.
Right. And things are going great. So, I mean, listen, I give you a lot of credit because you had a tough year last year and you come in and you've really accepted the challenge this year and you're turning their heads around, huh?
Yeah, I took the last 2 years to just learn. I'm still pretty young, so I just want to learn and take in as much as I got. And like I said, I learned a lot. I watched a lot, and I feel like I had a good formula. I have a good formula to help the team produce on an everyday basis.
And it's doing well so far. I mean, you're having a great camp. They're raving about you. Everyone's saying, the star of the camp, the guy who's made unbelievable strides is Dominic Smith. That's all you hear, offensively, defensively. So you're having a great camp.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
It's good to hear. I mean, and it says a lot, because you didn't sit back after a tough year last year. You did something about it.
Yeah, I know. Like, I talked to a bunch of people, and a lot of guys could go both ways. A lot of guys
get depressed and get down,
Yeah, you could start pointing the finger. You could start thinking stuff isn't fair. But, I don't want to do that. I wanted to just man up and put myself in the best situation to open some eyes. So, like I said, I was very dedicated, and I took stuff very seriously this offseason.
Good for you. I mean, that says a lot. Plus, there's a role there. I mean, obviously, no one knows what's going to happen at first base right now. So, if you give a reason for people to play it, they'll get. If you give them a reason, they're going to use it, right?
Exactly. And I mean, that's the one thing that I learned. You play well, you're going to play.
They're going to play you.
That's
exactly right. It's very impressive though, because a lot of guys they blame somebody else or they complain about their issues or whatever. You didn't do that. You went out and did something about it. Which is positive to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel good about everything?
I feel great. I mean, Brody's done a great job bringing a lot of talent in. And I'm excited about the team. I'm excited about our new coaches that we have. And I feel like 2019 should be a big year for the Mets. And I feel like we have really good pitching, better bullpen, and some depth hitting-wise. So.
How is it when you're battling for a position? Is it tough? Can you guys talk about it? Like if you're battling a guy for a starting position like you and Alonzo, is it tough? Does it wear on you, or can you just be open about it?
I don't think it's tough. Me and Alonzo, we talk a lot.
Right.
I try to help, and he tries to help me as well.
Oh, good.
We're both coming up young.
I mean,
Brody has said in the offseason, if we both play well, we both could break with the team. And I feel like if we all pull in the same direction, and that's to win ball games, we're going to make the Mets the best that they can be. So I think opposed to worrying or thinking about or just having that type of, I guess, rudeness or meanness to each other, I think we do a really good job of helping each other out and bouncing stuff off each other, balancing off each other. off of each other. And, you know, I try to, like I said, I try to help him out with stuff he hasn't experienced before, what to expect, and, you know, stuff as those things.
That's very good to hear. We're talking with Dominic Smith, of course. What was, and I don't want to dwell on it, but what was the low point last year? Because you had a tough year last year, and the team was having a miserable time.
Yeah.
I know they had no one to play in the outfield, so they had to put you in left field. I mean, yeah. It was a tough situation, right? I mean, it wasn't very comfortable, was it?
No, I mean, it was tough, you know, and going through all that. You know,
and playing on the major league level in a position you don't want to play, I mean, that's not a lot of fun.
Yeah, but I just tried to learn from it. And, you know, I actually this offseason worked in the outfield too.
Oh, you did?
Well.
Okay.
So, you know, I just wanted to just hone my skills, you know, all around just in case something might happen again
this year.
You
never know. Absolutely. So you worked a little bit in the offseason on the outfield too?
Yes,
I know you're a good first baseman, but, I mean, you've worked out there too, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm just trying to take everything serious, you know. I noticed, and like I said, the last 2 years I've just been trying to gain knowledge, and I noticed the best players in the big leagues are athletes first. And good players, good hitters second, you know. They're strong, they're athletic, they're explosive, they're fast. And that's one thing I wanted to focus on, you know. You see even first basemen like Cody Bellinger,
yep.
Paul Goldschmidt, Anthony Rizzo. These guys,
good athletes.
You know, they're good athletes.
Yep.
They take 20 bags a year, you know. They're not base cloggers. So I try to want to lean more to that direction. And I feel like you can do a lot of things to help the team win ball games, you know.
Well, it must be nice also for you to know that everyone's noticed it. I mean, that everyone's raving about it. So, I mean, it really is something, because first thing they say is when they come to you, hey, you know, because you always ask, who's having a good camp? They're, oh, Dominic Smith's been unbelievable. First of all, he's in great shape. He came in great shape, which you hear about a lot of players, you know.
Yeah.
But they said he's been playing great. So, I mean, at bats, offense, defense. So to hear them raving like that, and last week and then this week again, so, you know, you must be doing everything right.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, like I said, I've been working really hard for the last couple of years. And, you know, my last couple of years in the show haven't been, you know, great.
Right.
It hasn't been good even. So, you know.
You took the right approach, though. You know,
yeah.
It's good to see. I mean, it's to be lauded. There's no question. Because a lot of guys don't go that way. They go the other way.
Exactly.
They want to bat in the major leagues, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're only going to be young once, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, that's what I try to tell my boys back home. You know, I tell them, like, we're 23 years old. Like, the time is now. Don't look and say I got time. Like, no, you can go and produce now. I mean, look at Juan Soto, look at Acuña. These guys are 19, 20 years old, and they're some of the best players in the big league. So don't just think, oh, I'm 23, I got time. Like, no, you can make an impact now.
Well, it's a great story. It really is. Keep it up, Dominic. You know what?
Thank you.
Very happy to hear what you've done, and, you know, you should be credited for it. It's a good, heck of a job, really.
Thank you. I appreciate
Pleasure.
It.
Pleasure. Good story. Really is. Thank you. Dominic Smith back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.